The report titled Massachusetts Rising Economic Risks from Climate Change, released by advocacy group The Better Future Project, discusses how changing weather patterns can lead to impacts on human health, the economy, and the environment. Executive Director of the Better Future Project, Craig Altimos, says he thinks that local effects on climate change are not well communicated to average Americans.
I think overall, the advocacy community and the media have done a poor job really communicating how serious a problem this is. I think the average American has previously had conceptions that climate change involves drowning polar bears, melting ice caps, and sea level rising a little bit, so people who have houses right on the beach might have to move their property back a couple of feet.
The study was authored by Robert Repetto, a senior fellow from the United Nations Foundation's Climate and Energy Program. Repetto writes that continued global warming caused by carbon dioxide emissions will increase the rate of severe storms, including hurricanes. Repetto says in the report that, quote, Category 4 and 5 storms would be expected to increase by 80% by 2080, or by roughly 1% per year, end quote. Massachusetts has not encountered a Category 4 or 5 hurricane before, and an increased frequency in hurricanes in general can be very costly. Again, Better Future Project's Craig Altimos.
The probability of hurricanes causing damages exceeding $50 billion rises from 1 in 40, as it is in the year 2010, so right about what it is now, to about 1 in 12 by the year 2050. So every 12 years, virtually every decade, we can expect to have a hurricane that would cause $50 billion of damages.
The report also outlines risk to aquatic plants and animal species. Warmer waters could aid harmful parasites, encourage toxic algae blooms, and endanger commercial fishing, including the region's lobster harvest and cod stocks. The report also indicates a greater risk of vector-borne illness, including Lyme disease carried by ticks and West Nile virus transmitted by mosquitoes. Other impacts will be accelerated beach erosion, damage to coastal saltwater and brackish marshes, and damage to coastal infrastructure. Massachusetts has experienced many of these effects this year. Not included in the report were effects on agriculture. The effects of the past spring's early bloom and following frost are showing as a reduced apple crop in much of the region, especially New York State. John Clements, extension educator at UMass Amherst, says that if climate change continues to lead to more frequent violent storms and warmer springs, then growers may have to take special steps to manage the increased risk.
You know, there's some, if that becomes more common, then there's some steps growers have to take that we haven't done in the past. For example, putting overhead sprinklers on our orchards or buying wind machines, or in some cases, some parts of the world, they put hail nets over their orchards.
The report says that average temperatures recorded across Massachusetts' border with New Hampshire have shown a 2.3 degree Fahrenheit increase over the 20th century average. And as the trend continues, the economic effects will become more pronounced. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.